Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are you today? This is Zurian of the Zurian Bennett Show, and I want to thank you all for listening. I truly appreciate the fact that you guys are tuning in, and I appreciate all the support that we've been getting on the show from everybody. We've been getting a lot of feedback and also a lot of feedback from other hosts and things of that nature, and it's been really great, and it's refreshing to see. Today, we're going to talk about a subject that we actually started talking about a week or two ago, but we weren't really able to address it the way that we should have. So I said that we would basically do a retake of the show and cover more information. So that's what we're going to try to do today. Well, let me correct that. We're not going to try to do it. That's exactly what we are going to do today. We're going to address mobile marketing and text message marketing. Mobile marketing and text message marketing are the new waves of the future, not only for businesses, but also for personal use. And when I say not only for businesses and personal uses, I'm talking about everybody. Basically, I was listening to a show not too long ago, and on it there was a gentleman that's a very professional advertiser and marketer, and he was giving his opinion on text message marketing and mobile marketing and things of that nature. And his interview was very good. I mean, I actually enjoyed it, and I think I even learned a few things. However, what he was saying, I think, was just a little bit off. And when I listened to the show, I had to kind of step back and think to myself, okay, here's a guy that makes his living off of marketing. Well, here's something that's kind of taking away from what he's doing or what the particular company is doing. So he can't put multimedia marketing and mobile marketing out there that way because of the fact that that's something that's going to take away from his base, the way that his company and organization makes money. And let's not any of us be naive. Every business is out to make money. But with that said, again, the gentleman passed some very good information. However, his information was kind of lacking on the subject of text marketing, mobile marketing, and things of that nature. But again, I did enjoy the show. Now, mobile marketing, text message marketing. Just to give you an idea of what we're talking about, you need to look at the power of you being able to brand you. Text message marketing allows you the power to be able to market you, to market your business, to get the message out to the main people that you need to get the message out to, and those are your customers. Now, when you look at business and you look at marketing, okay, fine. McDonald's sells, we'll use McDonald's as an example. McDonald's sells a burger, fries, and a soda. All right, we're looking at what, $6, $7, $8 for burgers, fries, and the soda. However, it's not the fact that you bought a burger, fry, and soda from McDonald's that makes McDonald's a multi-billion dollar operation. What makes McDonald's a multi-billion dollar operation is the fact that you come back again and again and again. And when you're looking for something to eat, that brand stays in your head. That McDonald's brand stays in your head. I'm sure that none of you adults out there are looking at a guy running around in a clown suit, and that really endears you to decide to buy McDonald's. But it helps to establish that brand. What text message marketing does and mobile marketing does is it helps you to establish that brand. It also helps to keep you in the mind of your customers. Everybody wants to be liked. Everybody wants attention. Everybody wants to feel as though you're the person that they're, that you're an important person to them, and that your business dollars and all of those things mean something to these different individuals. That's why we go into stores that, excuse me, that's why we go into stores where in some cases the owner knows your name. You feel more comfortable. You feel more at home. You feel more apt to want to do business with that person. even in the world today where everything is the cheapest dollar is usually the winner, we still want to create that connection. That connection, or as someone else said, that brand loyalty is what's going to bring you back again and again and again. And again, that's what makes a company like McDonald's what McDonald's is. Also, brand loyalty will make you pay a certain amount of money for a particular item. You know, if somebody says you're going to buy a watch from Tiffany's, or you buy a watch from a place called Tiffany's, you're not thinking that that's a cheap gift. You're thinking that somebody put a lot of money and a lot of thought into that gift if you got it from Tiffany's, over if you got that same gift from, let's say, Bob's Jewelry Store. All right, Bob's Jewelry Store is a brand, but it's not as strong a brand or as well known a brand as some other companies are. So we're all looking to get our overall market share. We are in the midst of a mobile revolution, and that mobile revolution is mobile marketing and text message marketing. That SMS, all right, that short message service is something that can be extremely powerful and extremely affordable for the average person. And like I was saying before, this isn't just the brands as in companies. Churches are using this. Doctors' offices are using this. Dentist's offices are using this. Pizzerias are using this. Mom-and-pop organizations, car dealerships. The Marine Corps used it not too long ago when they were doing one of their runs in a festival. Everybody that is savvy and that's looking for an edge and a cost-effective edge is going towards text message marketing. And your options with text message marketing are phenomenal. Right now, let's say you have a website. Don't get rid of your website. You need it. But let's say you have a website. You want to put some information out on the web. Okay, you put the information out there. How many times does your message go to that person's spam box? Because maybe you changed your email address or something in their system just sent it to their spam box. How many people don't regularly check their emails on a regular basis? That number is huge. Most of us are busy. We live in a mobile media environment, and we live in a action-orientated environment where everybody's on the go all the time. 7 days a week, we're on the move. 24 hours a day, we're trying to make it to succeed and survive. However, what's the one device that if you forget, you'll drive back home for? That's that cell phone. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, look down on your side right now. What's on your right or left side? Ladies, what's in your purse? It's that cell phone. That cell phone device is becoming the number one item across the nation for everybody. Communication and branding is changing in front of our eyes. It's changing right before our eyes. Again, now you can pay your gas with a cell phone. You can scan a picture of a barcode with your cell phone and it can tell you the price or find you a cheaper price for that item if you have that app on your particular smartphone. It's no secret that we are in the midst of a mobile revolution. Our mobile phones are used for just about everything. People carry their mobile phones with them everywhere. Whether you're a business person, a business owner, or if you're just a person looking to communicate, the mobile phone is the tool of the future, and it's the thing that is actually growing more than anything else. You've got people right now that are getting rid, actually for a while now, getting rid of their home phones in place of their personal phones, their personal cell phones. The amount of computers that are being bought in the United States, for example, is actually down. However, the amount of smartphones and cell phones is actually up. Why? Because people are using those cell phones. And if you think about it, it's a real simple product and simple service to use. Don't get me wrong, some of those apps can be kind of confusing. But we're looking at with right now, the way that a lot of these companies are, especially the leading companies, it's a simple three-step process. You get your service, all right? Once you've got your service, you personalize it, right, which is simply choosing your personal name, your business name, or your desired keyword, to whatever your short code is, and your short code is that five, those five digits of numbers that people use, and that's their short name, or excuse me, their short code attached to their particular personalized name. Okay, for us, we use 90210. 90210 for us is the best one because it's the most memorable number. Plus that, you know, television and movies have made it the most well-known five-digit codes there are. Okay, then after you've personalized your message, then you want to promote it. You want to share it with the world. You want to tell everyone, put it in your stores, display it on your websites, etc. You know, there's vendors out there, they have a little sign that says they sell whatever, whatever. Well, that vendor, after he leaves that vendor's booth, what does he do? He's gone. Well, that person has no way to really contact you again. Here it is, they could stand right in front of you, put your name to that short code, and now they've given you permission to market to them. But anyway, first step, personalize. Second step, promote. And then the third step is just play. It's game time. Create your message, create your specials, your offers, and select your group and hit send. That's pretty simple. And now you can work with your customers and get them to come in again and again and again. Again, like McDonald's. It's not that we don't want to create a good product or a strong product, but let's be honest. Does McDonald's make the best hamburger? No, they don't. All right? Your mom, some of you ladies, some of you guys, you could sit right in your own living room, I mean right in your own kitchen, and make a better tasting hamburger than McDonald's. However, you will not get a billion served. McDonald's has done that by branding their name and getting people to believe and trust in that name. And when they're hungry, they grab some McDonald's. And again, I'm only using McDonald's as an example. I don't have a problem with McDonald's, and I go there pretty frequently. However, cell phones, again, are the way of the future. Type your message, and you can send that message to a friend or 100 friends or 1,000 friends. That's totally up to you. You know, people ask me, well, how many numbers can how many people can I send a text to? The amount of people that you can send a text to is endless almost. I mean, it would depend on what type of a particular plan that you got. But we're looking at a tool that's going to allow you to send a message to anywhere from 1 to 100 or 1 to 100,000 people with the hit of one button. All right? And also, depending on the service that you're going to get, there's also other apps that can come with your program. Like if you wanted to know how to live green, you could get messages on living green. You can get messages on finance. You know, little things to boost you through the day. If you're on diet, you can get things on, you know, diet, depending on, again, your particular program that you get. Celebrities, you know, you can get information on them. All of this is coming through your cell phone if you want it to. Here's the other thing. With most of the services that we recommend, what we tell people is go for a service that you get an opt-in feature. These are people that want your business. This isn't you creating your own little phone list and sending your phone list out that people that don't want your email, excuse me, don't want your messages, don't want your product. These are the customers that you already have. These are the customers that are potential customers that may be interested in you but just don't have the time, just don't have the ability to buy at the moment. You want to be able to capture that information. And with text message marketing, you can capture that information. Once a person opts in, you get their phone number, you get their name, you get the information that you need so that you can provide them with what they've asked for, which is more information, more items that you have to sell, more items that you need to present, okay? And this tool isn't just also for selling. It's also a great tool for communication and notification of different things. Presently, you have churches that are using this tool. You know, let's say they have a Baptist church. Baptist church has a men's ministry. It has a children's ministry. It has a choir ministry or women's ministry or what have you. Any of those ministries, you could set them up to the church's name, to 90210, and now what do you have? You now have instant communication with all of the members in that church and all of the members of that group. Okay? Also notification in the lines of, let's say, security. This is another item that just recently came up. You've got a security team at the church. Well, the security team has an incident. Well, you don't want to alarm the church, everyone in the church, that there's a particular problem. You just want to let the other members in the security team know that, let's say, Brother Johnson is going to check on a situation. Brother Johnson can tell somebody he's going to do it, or he can send a quick text to everybody in that group that's part of the security team and saying, I have a suspicious person, I'm going over there to address them. And he can send that text, which will go to everybody in just that group or everybody in the church if that's necessary, depending on how you want to communicate. Now we've got a situation that's taken care of with the least amount of huss, the least amount of fuss, and hopefully in an orderly manner. I mean, hopefully there wasn't really a problem, it was just a mistake. But now you've got an immediate way to communicate with everybody in the group and yet keep it within the group. Okay, let's go back to the overall multi-marketing. Multi-marketing, or mobile marketing, I'm sorry, I keep saying multi-marketing. Mobile marketing combines with the world's reach, and it has a reach that's further than television, and it has the precision of direct mailing and direct marketing. Plus, you're able to track everything that goes through. That's incredible. That's just totally incredible. Over 4.1 billion mobile phones are used around the world. That's double the amount of people that use the internet, and more than electronic devices in history, including the email. So, again, that's pretty impressive. And you're carrying that device, and you'll be learning how to utilize that if you were to cope with mobile marketing and text message marketing. Here's another statistic that I thought was phenomenal. 97% of all SMSs, which is short message services, messages are opened, let's say 83% are opened within an hour, compared with email today, which 90% goes to spam and are unread by its recipient. And that source, ladies and gentlemen, is from the New York Times. That's not something I pulled up off of some bogus marketing site. That's pretty powerful information, and that's a pretty powerful tool that, again, you could be using if you stepped into the text message marketing, mobile marketing arena. Let's go back with some more very interesting information and something that's very impressive. There are 52,083 text messages sent per session. Text messages have grown to exceed 1.56 trillion annually in the United States alone. Again, text messages have grown to exceed 1.56 trillion annual in the United States alone. That's more than double what it was last year. Okay, 80% of Americans across all age groups feel that they get a quicker response from a text message than they do from an email, a phone call, or a voicemail. Again, that's 80% of Americans. That's 80% of the people that you, 86% of Americans, and that's 80% of the people that you could also market to. You know, again, if you're a smaller business, you're not going to market to that many people. But imagine having the power to be able to communicate with that amount of people. Ladies and gentlemen, that's about 250 million individuals. 250 million individuals. Mobile media is increasing. It is at a staggering rate. Projections that are by 2013, there'll be $24 billion in revenue because of mobile media. That's a lot of money. If you're a business, I'm sure that you want that share. 52% of the people using cell phones are between the ages of 18 and 34 years of age. 33% are between 35 and 45 years of age with cell phones. And they're all interested in receiving alerts on their cell phones. and from the places that they frequent. Again, if that's not a powerful tool, I don't know what is. Now, if you're going to look at a mobile media or mobile marketing tool, you want to look at one with a powerful short code, and you want to look at one that's going to give you the services that you need, of course, at a reasonable price, to be able to operate your particular business. You're also going to be looking for a company that is going to be constantly expanding and constantly upgrading what they do and how they do it so that they can continue to bring you the best quality service as possible. This particular tool is used by everybody. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody. Churches, nonprofits, emergency services places are now starting to use text message marketing. Like I said before, dentist office, real estate. On a real estate arena, let's say you've got you're a real estate agent. You're selling properties, things of that nature. You ever go to one of the houses where you're interested in a house? You as the regular person, and you go to look at the sign, and the sign says, call, whatever, whatever. Okay. Call that number. You don't get anybody. You do get anybody. There's no longer any more take ones in a little box, or maybe it's damp or wet or damaged and you really can't read it anyway, or the sun bleached it out. You're standing in front of a house that you're interested in seeing what's inside. You as a realtor, or that realtor, now you have to get in touch with him. He has to come to that property and he has to show you that property. I'm sure that any of you that have looked for a house have walked into a house that looked like it was what you wanted from the outside, but as soon as you saw the inside, you weren't there. With this tool, with text message marketing, what that real estate agent can do is he can do you a favor and not waste your time. You're already in front of the house. You text the name of the house or the location number into your phone to, let's say, 90210. Once you've typed it in to that phone, you instantly get the information on the house and you get links. Those links can be right off of a YouTube, a link that your particular realtor or that realtor could have gotten right and put on YouTube, and now you get a video tour. You see the living room. You see the dining room, the kitchen, the family room, the basement, the garage, all of that on a little video tour. A video tour cost your real estate agent nothing. He went to the house anyway. He got the pictures anyway. He's just now making it affordable. He's just affording it to you. When you call back that realtor, you've now got more power and more of a reasonable idea of if you actually want to see that house or not, or whether it's wasting your time. If you're a realtor, you've now got a prospect that has actually already seen the videos of the house that he's standing right in front of, and he knows if he or she wants to move forward or step further back. You, as a real estate agent, you now have this person's information. You also now have an idea of what type of house this person is interested in, and now you can send them text messages to other houses with other video tours that may meet the requirements that they need, improving your ability to sell and move that product or that house. Is that not a powerful tool? We've got dentist offices that are using it for their scheduling. They set up a calendar, and they set up scheduling for their members that have, let's say, a dentist appointment. The computer automatically generates a message to that person, hello, Ms. Johnson, your appointment at Dr. Klein's office is at 5 p.m. tomorrow. This is just a friendly reminder. Thank you. Next day, the appointment's supposed to happen. Hour, 2 hours before the appointment, another message automatically goes out to confirm and let that person know that they have a dentist appointment, and that is at this time. Or if it needs to be changed, you can let all of your clients know that the office hours changed for whatever reason. You're not tying up a receptionist or the appointment person to make that call or to try to get in touch with somebody. If that person is busy, they look down at their phone, okay, my appointment's canceled, they're not upset, they're a happy client, you're a happy service provider, everybody moves on. Again, that is a powerful tool. You can now use that resource, which is the receptionist or the person that makes your scheduling, to do other things within the office and make it run more efficiently. Again, it's the wave of the future. Plus that, with that retention rate and that amount of people that are actually reading those messages, it's a truly powerful, powerful tool. Somebody asked me, how big can the message be when they send it? You have 160 characters that you can send. Those 160 characters also count your links. Somebody said, well, sometimes the web link is huge. There's apps out there where you can take that same web address and turn it into 7 letters, numbers, and signs, and it will still have the same power as that link that's got 82 or 100 characters to it, but you can still condense that and put that into that 160 characters of text and numbers. So that's not a hindrance. Again, you're going to get a keyword with most of them. Automatic responses. Automatic response is what you're setting up when you send a message out to that particular link, and that person's going to get an instant response back for that house, for that appointment, for whatever it is in which you're trying to get out there to your particular client or customer. I like to say client. So, in most cases, if it's a good company, you have unlimited auto-response, or you have auto-response. Okay, you have an unlimited amount of subscribers. You have auto-couponing. You have calendar and scheduling. And in another one, you have what we call, excuse me, you have what we call detailed reporting. Detailed reporting is going to be able to make it so that you can group your particular things. I have a DJ. The DJ, what he does is he does it for when he does gigs. He puts it out there, and once he does a gig, he can then, if anybody wants to get back in touch with him later for a show, or they want to know when he's going to be performing someplace again, or a performer, when they're going to be performing again in their area, same thing. Again, the power of mobile marketing and text message marketing is phenomenal. It's also extremely new. You as a company, you need to get in. You need to compete with the big boys. This is something that's going to be cost-effective, and it's going to be a way for you to compete with the big boys. If you're interested, again, you can go online to www.izig.com//zsuccess. Again, that's www.izig.com/zsuccess. Check out the website, check out the 3 videos, which should give you a base presentation and understanding of the product, power of the product. Again, it's a very powerful tool, and it's something that we all need to do. Let's move forward. Let's act now. Let's not waste any more time. This is Zurian, and I want to thank you for listening to the Zurian Show, and I want everybody to have a great day and a great week. Thank you very much, and you guys take care. Farewell. See ya. Hope to hear from you, and please log in to our show. Farewell.